This is Like Little Girls Who've Discovered a Soulmate, a Star Wars prequel trilogy, Queen's Shadow fanfic, written by Skatza and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Padme Amidala Sabe. With additional tags for pre-Star Wars Queen's Shadow, post-Star Wars The Phantom Menace, Getting Together, Naboo Culture and Customs, Tenderness, Plans for the Future, Sharing a Bed. The story was written for the Strongest Stars as part of Star Wars Rare Pair Exchange 2019. Author's Notes. I've tagged this as Queen's Shadow because it's technically compliant with the first part of the book, which inspired this fic as I was listening to it this morning, but it doesn't pull too heavily from the book for anyone concerned. Title from Fire by Kristen Cashore. It was the last night before the election. Her last night as the first Naboo royal handmaiden to Queen Amidala. And Sabe could not sleep. She stared up at the ceiling of the room she and Padme shared in the Queen's suite. Theed certainly wasn't the loudest city Sabe had ever visited. Coruscant undoubtedly held that dubious honor. But compared to the stillness of the Lake Country, it was practically bustling. She found that she missed the roar of the falls beyond the palace walls, the rush of engines as ships took off and landed from the hangars, and the knowledge that, somewhere nearby, someone was moving with purpose. Here, in the Lake Country estate that Sabe had grown to both love and hate, the only ones who moved this late at night were the guards, watching over Padme through her last night as queen. Even now, Panaka would tolerate no risks. Were they in Theed, Sabe might also be up and working diligently to prepare for their next assignment or state occasion, perhaps helping Rabe with last-minute alterations to the chosen uniforms, or reviewing contingencies with Yote and Panaka. The youngest of them, Sashe and Yane, would help in their own ways. Usually this involved keeping an eye on the Queen's room, and shepherding Padme back to bed every time she tried to join them. Queen Amidala's input was important, of course, and Padme's eye as a handmaiden even more so. But unless Sabe was to be the one acting as Queen Amidala, Padme's rest was more crucial than anything else she could contribute. But no more. After tomorrow, perhaps as early as lunch, Sabe would no longer be a Naboo royal handmaiden. And she had no idea what would come next, because Padme had told her nothing of her own plans. Sabe loved her planet, and had been honored to serve it the last 3 years, but she loved Padme more. She could not stay as a handmaiden. Even if they would have her, she looked nothing like either of the candidates most likely to win the election. Nor would she. Not if Padme planned to do something else. Sabe. A whisper from the other side of the room. Padme. Her voice so soft that, had they been in Theed, Sabe likely would not have heard her at all. She turned her face in the direction of the other bed, only to find Padme already watching her, propped up on one elbow, curls cascading around her face and shoulders. Then, come here. She drew back the light covers and slipped out of bed, padding silently across the room. Moonlight spilled across the lush carpet, entering through a window made of transparent steel of such high quality that nothing, Sabe had been told, could pierce it. This was a handmaiden's room, technically. One of three. Had Padme been so inclined, she would have been housed in the main room of the suite, where the bed was large enough to fit all six of them. They had tried, in the first year of Amidala's reign, and it ended with Panaka flying into the room, blaster raised, when Irte fell onto the floor, shrieking. But Padme, with a twinkle in her eye, had bestowed the room upon Sashe and Yane for this final visit, so they could sleep in the same bed, as had become their custom following the Battle of Naboo. so Padme and Sabe shared one room, which had two beds meant to fit a single person each, while Rabe and Irte took the second. The third, which held one slightly larger bed, meant for the first handmaiden, and therefore was the closest room to the queen's, with direct access through a hidden door, remained empty. Padme pushed the covers down and allowed Sabe to slip in beside her. The bed was small enough that it was impossible to keep from touching her at all, but Sabe did her best to keep contact to a minimum, folding tightly in on herself. They shifted until they were eye to eye, hands under their heads on the pillow, and then Padme's cold toes pressed against Sabe's shins. That was one very selfish reason why Sabe was glad that Amidala's two terms were up. Somehow, without any of them quite noticing it, at least at first, Sabe had grown taller than her queen. Initially, they had combated this with small practical heels for the queen and each of her fellow handmaidens. It was the same as they had done when Yana hit her growth spurt at the beginning of the second year. By altering each of their heights for a time, even the smallest amount, it became less obvious which of them was actually growing. But then Sabe had kept growing, until Padme's eyes only reached her mouth, and it became too much of a height difference to be concealed with heeled shoes. They had cut back on the number of decoy maneuvers they completed, though that number was already staggeringly low compared to Amidala's first year as queen. And Yane, next closest in looks, had taken over most of the decoy duties. Sabe was still first handmaiden, but something bitter and cloying and terribly, utterly selfish clawed at her throat whenever she thought of the past few months, relegated to the background while they all hoped that Yane would be able to take her place. It was her place to serve the queen in whatever capacity was needed, and Sabe would gladly serve, but she hated to leave Padme's safety so firmly in the hands of another. Cold fingers touched her face, and she flinched out of her thoughts. Padme watched her with solemn eyes, her hand resting more firmly against Sabe's cheek now, and Sabe cursed herself for becoming so embroiled in her own petty worries. "What troubles you?" Padme whispered. Her voice kept low so as not to wake any of the others. They all slept lightly, alert for any threats, and so they always tried not to disturb anyone's sleep unless absolutely necessary. Sabe gave a thin smile that she knew wouldn't fool Padme for a second. She said, "Everything and nothing, as usual." Padme accepted the non-answer, but only for a moment. Just as Sabe knew Padme better than any of the others, Padme knew all of Sabe. Not just the parts of herself that she poured into Amidala, but Sabe. As she watched, Padme sighed and allowed her eyes to close for the briefest moment. A cry for help, heard more clearly than anything Padme might have said. "And why are you still awake at this hour?" Sabe asked, voice gentle. Not an accusation, simply support. "The election," Padme said, but that was obvious. "The unknown to follow." She met Sabe's eyes squarely, fiercely determined, but equally afraid. "I have only the faintest idea of what I will do, Sabe. And when I think of facing it without the five of you by my side..." She didn't finish her thought, but she didn't have to. Sabe understood, as they all understood. "I am with you." Sabe made sure to hold her gaze, so Padme would see the truth of it. "No matter what, I am with you." Padme stared at her a moment longer, and then something shifted in her eyes, and she curled closer, bridging the space that Sabe had left between them. She tucked her head beneath Sabe's chin, arms held tightly to her chest, and Sabe was helpless to do anything but pull Padme even closer, and run a soothing hand over her hair, and then bury her fingers in the curls. Sabe breathed as Padme did, her breath warm on Sabe's collarbone. And then, Padme's soft voice. "You mean it?" Sabe drew back until she could see Padme fully, who looked, if possible, younger even than when she was first elected queen. Her eyes shone in the moonlight. "Yes," Sabe said, and then she took a breath, gathering her courage in both her hands. "Do you trust me?" "With my life," Padme said, without the slightest hesitation. "Her life, yes," Sabe thought, "but perhaps not her love." She had never dared when they were queen and handmaiden, and though they still were, as of tomorrow they would be free, and they had the rest of their lives in front of them. She would be the biggest coward in the galaxy if she did not take this chance. Sabe brought her hand to cup Padme's face, palm to cheek, fingers curling around her jaw. She waited, but Padme didn't move away. She slid forward across the bed until their knees touched, their stomachs, their chests. And then she leaned in and kissed her. It was a little awkward. Sabe couldn't tilt her head properly because of the pillow, and almost immediately something in her neck protested about being stretched too far. But it was soft and gentle and sweet. All things that she associated with Padme Naberi, a girl from Naboo's quiet lake country. Padme's hand found Sabe's waist, fingers tangling in the fabric of her nightgown. She tugged Sabe, and they rolled together. Padme onto her back, Sabe above her, braced on one forearm. They kissed for so long that Sabe lost track of the galaxy beyond Padme's lips on hers, and Padme's body, warm and soft beneath her. When at last they parted, and Sabe returned to her spot by Padme's side, her shoulder ached slightly after holding her weight for so long, and her lips tingled. Their eyes met. Padme giggled, a soft, girlish sound that Sabe only heard infrequently. She smiled in return, and then could not repress her own laugh of happiness and giddy relief. They whispered about potential plans for their future well into the night, long past when they should have slept. Nothing was certain, but they knew that no matter what happened after tomorrow, they would have each other. Rabe woke her in the morning, a fond smile gracing her lovely face. They had fallen asleep, it seemed, tangled together in Padme's bed, small as it was. Sabe nodded at Rabe, who saw herself out, and then turned her attention to Padme, still sleeping, her head pillowed on Sabe's mostly numb arm. The light of the after-dawn hour kissed her skin and her hair, gilding her with gold. Sabe had seen Queen Amidala in many grand and breathtaking gowns over her 4-year reign, but nothing, Padme thought then, could compare to the sight of Padme in her arms, her face slack with sleep, and her hair mussed from the night. She leaned in and kissed Padme's forehead, before setting about waking her. There was much to be done that day, and Padme would be required for almost all of it. No matter who won, the coronation would occur within the week. And after that, their whole lives. She found she was quite looking forward to it. The end.